This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why is Cal Clutterbuck sitting behind me?
He's right next to you. He's not behind you.
My man, Potts.
Hey, Cal, if you want to punch him and just show him how tough hockey players really are, you could do that.
Right. I got the shirt right over the head. I think, I don't know if I'm right, if I remember this. You know, Boomer and I announced one of your games. And if I'm not mistaken, you had the big play in that game that sounded something like this. Nelson cross-ice pass over to Bailey, and Bailey shot and stopped. Clutterbuck takes a shot and scores. It's Johnny Boychuk, my little Boychuk. You've done it in Brooklyn. And the Islanders take a 1-0 lead with 12 seconds to play in the first period. That was against the Pittsburgh Penguins in Brooklyn, and Boom and I did the game that night, and I know you guys were forced to listen to it in the locker room afterwards as a team bonding experience, but welcome to the show. Thanks for coming. Appreciate being here.
No, thanks for having me.
How are you spending the lengthy offseason? You're hanging out in Canada, you're in Long Island, Brooklyn, the city. What are you doing?
Yeah, I've been in Long Island the whole time. Just bought a house in Manhasset, so we've been...
Congratulations.
Yeah, we've been setting that up and getting in there.
There goes the neighborhood.
Yeah.
You bump into Matty Martz frequently out there?
Yeah, I have recently, actually. I've seen him a couple times. So, yeah, it's been good. I don't know, playing a lot of golf and working out, doing
this. Let me ask you this. I do wonder this. And just for the record, Brett Yormark will be here shortly with Kenny Atkinson of the Neds. Players, a lot of times, complained about the ice surface. Now, Boom and I played
there. He complained about the ice surface.
But here's what I want to explain, because I'm not a hockey guy. Boom and I played there. It was cold and it was icy. What is it about that surface that was problematic for you guys as players?
It just doesn't hold up to the skate marks in the game. There's a lot of ruts. It, like, chips away easy.
Meaning it's, like, choppy and
it's
hard
choppy.
To skate?
There's
soft.
There's, like, a, kind of, like, I can only explain it as, like, a kind of, you get railroad tracks in it, and then your blades get stuck in there, and, you know, sometimes the railroad tracks go the other way. Your legs split apart. It happened to Johnny at the end of the year.
He got hurt.
He got hurt. He got hurt, you know, semi-seriously, and if it wasn't the end of the year, it would have been, tough. So it's one of those things that... I just kind of felt like I needed to say something.
You know, Cal, we're talking to Cal Clutterbuck of the New York Islanders. You and Casey were both left unprotected for this expansion draft in Vegas. There was really no chance because Garth Snow, your general manager, made a trade out there with McPhee. You lost J.F. Berube, one of your backup goalies, and all that other stuff. Did they call you and say, look, we're going to expose you, but we're not going to lose you?
Yeah, I mean, there's some of that that goes on. I think there's... a little bit unknown still. Obviously, when it was announced that Garth had made the trade, I think we all kind of breathed a sigh of relief. And I think he called a couple guys to let them know that, they were unprotected, but they were safe. So just kind of a weird thing, honestly. It's kind of a different situation. I think as a pro athlete, you're always prepared to, get traded and move on. But, a lot of times when that happens, the writing's on the wall beforehand. And even with this draft, it was like there's guaranteed to be a guy from every team going.
Well, so that's really it. You talk about the expansion to Las Vegas and every team having to make a certain number of guys available so that they could stock their franchise with players.
Well, and Cal and Casey Cizikas, two of their more popular players, were exposed, but Garth Snow made a trade with Vegas to protect them, even though they weren't.
But that's
the point,
like,
though. Like, if you buy a house in Manhasset, I mean, you're investing in the community that you're playing in. Just got a nice contract extension. The last thing you expect is to be James Neal, who's one of the best players on Nashville, to have to pick up his family now and move to Vegas.
Yeah, definitely. These things weren't very clear in December and January when I was looking into doing a lot of these things with, trying to settle down and try and root my family. So it was a weird time. It was a weird season, difficult kind of year.
You know what I'm hearing? I think the fans like this aspect of what you're saying. You want to be a New Yorker.
Yeah, well, I enjoy it here. I enjoy where I live, and,
right,
and like, so does my family.
Even though you guys have not had the success you want as a player, you have fallen in love with New York, and if you could dictate your own career, you stay in New York.
Yeah, but they're close. They're getting close and closer as the days go by, because I think Gar Snow is going to make a couple trades here. I know you don't want to talk about that stuff because that's your teammates. It maybe even involves you, which I doubt it does. But at the end of the day, what about the commute to, like, the Barclays Center? You're all set up now at Eisenhower. You got a great practice facility. It's finally up to snuff with pretty much everyone around the league. But the commute to the Barclays Center, which has been tough for you guys.
Well, we just got used to the Coliseum. We were a little spoiled with, like, a, you know, an 8-minute drive to the rink with no traffic. Everybody was kind of driving the other way. So we went from that extreme to the next, to driving into Brooklyn to play games. And it's not great, but I get used to it.
I would say this about
that. I'm used to it now, I tell you.
You're going to Belmont in a couple years, so good luck with that from a traffic standpoint. And here's my advice to Boomer and to you. We all deal with traffic. As soon as a ball player, a hockey player, and you have not complained about it publicly, complains about traffic, you lose everybody because we're sitting in the same crap, even worse. So good. You know, it'd be great if you guys could play in what we call the slinky because it's empty and it's built for it. But you're going to Belmont most likely, and I would leave the traffic complaints alone. That's for bougie ex-players.
What I would do is just take it out on the players that you're playing against.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you should do. Take the aggression out there. The only thing I would say about all of this, Cal, and thanks for coming in this morning, getting up early and coming to Grand Central Terminal here on WFN for our 30th anniversary.
Did you know it's our 30th anniversary?
I saw that on the backdrop here.
How did they get you to come here today? That's what I want to know.
Oh, they just asked. I said,
Other than it being for me and Boom, so you guys love. You know, Casey plays softball with us.
Oh, does he?
You've yet to do that.
Well, I haven't been invited.
You're now officially invited.
Yeah, let me ask you a question. Actually, can you play softball or no?
Yeah, I can play softball.
You're a good athlete. So
I'm an athlete.
Because Matt and Casey can actually play.
Casey can play.
No, Matt can play. Matt's fine. You know, listen, I would just be careful. I would just be careful with what you say. Sometimes you open your
mouth. That's a good friend,
you don't realize what's coming out of it.
He's a good athlete, but
No, not at.
August 24th, you're in.
Okay.
I don't hear, that's the one day I can't do it. And then if you want, you can come play me and Boomer. We'll play some golf with you at one of our fancy clubs.
Okay.
Our fancy clubs. Yeah. Okay.
Clubs.
I'm going to the men's club today, so
I don't know where that is exactly, but make sure you bring a blazer. That's all. I played in a course like that once, and they're very particular about how you dress. So I don't know if you ever played that course. I'm sure it's beautiful, but just make sure you dress appropriately.
I've played there, yeah.
Now,
I heard you had a little match there with Matt Martin a couple years ago.
He cheated.
Yeah, he cheated.
Well, that's why we're having a rematch this year.
Okay.
You play a lot of golf?
Yeah.
Here's my question. If you and I have $10,000 on a golf game.
Okay.
And it's, Boomer will tell you, he was there. And it's like very close, around like the 14th hole, and you're up a hole. And let's say you saw me about 50 yards off the green. And one of the guys playing with us, who's a great golfer.
Brian Hampton.
Okay, was giving me a lesson on the course and literally holding me by my hips and showing me the swing. And then I did what he said, I hit a great shot. And I won the hole. Would you say at some point, that's BS, it's a lot of money on the line, you can't do that?
Well, if you need an on-ice lesson on the course, he shouldn't be playing for 10 grand, I don't think.
Bang! That's what your boy did.
Yeah, well.
The guy's, no joke, this guy, Hampton, is holding Matt's hips like they're in Dirty Dancing. And he's going, boop, boop, boop. And I go, Boomer. Because he'll call me on everything.
Well, technically,
and he goes, it's allowed today.
Technically, it is against
nonsense.
The rules. Technically, it is against the rules.
Yes.
You're not allowed to be instructed during a match on the golf course. So I said, okay, we'll just do a rematch, and I'll make sure Hampton doesn't come this year.
You grind up on another guy on the golf course and show him how to do the thing?
No, you can't do the thing and grind
up against
the
That's why there's a rematch. You want to come to the rematch?
I'll be at the rematch if you guys want me there.
Good seeing you, man. Okay. And good luck with everything that
happens. Thanks for coming in, man.
Thanks, guys.
This year.
Appreciate it.
Take it easy on the Rangers, will you, please?
Thanks.
Jeez.
There you go. It's Cal Clutterbuck from the New York Islanders. They might actually have their third home in 5 years.
They're trying.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.